Hearing Lord Chaitanya's words, the sannyasi laughed and he thought, I think this Brahmin is crazy. Some mantra must be the reason for his craziness. Perhaps the sannyasi with this Brahmana boy has given him these ideas and has bewildered him. The sannyasi then said, I have traveled to Ayodhya. I have traveled to Mathura. I have traveled to Mayapuri, Bhadarikashram, Guruvaya. I have traveled to Benares. I have traveled to Gaya. I have traveled to Vidyanagara. I have traveled to Singha. And now you are telling me that I don't know right from wrong? A boy still drinking his mother's milk must give me instructions? Laughing, Lord Nityananda said, listen, sannyasi, my dear sannyasi, there's no use arguing with a child. I know how glorious you are. Please glance at us mercifully and please forgive us for everything. Hearing himself praised, the sannyasi became happy and he cheerfully invited his guest to a meal. Lord Nityananda said, we have urgent business and we have to hurry onward. Please give us something that we can take with us, and after bathing, we'll stop on the path and we'll eat. But the sannyasi insisted that they bathe by his home in the Ganga, eat something, rest, and then they could travel onward. As the two lords, Chaitanya and Nittai, had descended to this world to save the sinful souls, they agreed. And after bathing, they sat down to eat some fruit. They took what he had given them and offered some milk, mangoes, panache, and other fruits to Lord Krishna. And then, as the sannyasi looked on, they ate the prasadam remnants. This sannyasi was a tantric, and he was accustomed to drinking wine. Again and again, he gestured to Lord Nityananda and said, Sripad, listen, shall I bring some bliss? Where will I find guests like you? Having traveled throughout the world, Lord Nityananda understood the meaning behind the sannyasi's request. In his heart, he thought, by bliss, this sannyasi means wine. He drinks wine. Again and again, the sannyasi said, I will bring some bliss right now, all right? And Lord Nityananda replied, I think it is time for us to leave now. And gazing at the two lords that were handsome like Kamadev, like beauty itself, and becoming wrapped in thinking of them, the sannyasi's wife rebuked the sannyasi, why are you interrupting their meal? Then Lord Chaitanya asked Nityananda, what is this bliss that the sannyasi keeps referring to? And Lord Nityananda replied, by bliss, he means wine. Vishnu, Vishnu, Lord Chaitanya immediately began calling out the names of the Lord. Vishnu, Vishnu. He immediately rinsed his mouth and ran from the house with Nityananda. And both the lords immediately ran and jumped in the Ganga with all their clothes on. In this way, the Lord was merciful, even to a debauchee who drank wine. This sannyasi drank wine and enjoyed the company of women. Still, Lord Chaitanya visited his home. He conversed with him. He taught him. He rested and accepted his meal, the meal that he offered. In that birth, the sannyasi did not become saintly. not truly saintly. But in another birth, he will become saintly. Mahaprabhu showed him mercy because the sannyasi, for all his faults, did not criticize devotees. He was not a blasphemer of Vaishnavas. All but blasphemers soon become saintly at heart by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.